these resolutions totally miss the real issues involved, and that we're not going to do it anymore, but in this instance, we did it to prevent a veto. I wish you'd do it. Maybe you should seek to have the good British help us somewhat by explaining that their abstention indicates less of a sense of righteousness than a veto would have done, since they're in fact accepting passage of the motion. And you talk to Dean about it and see if y'all can't get together. It's pretty difficult for me to take two telephone conversations with the Prime Minister sandwiched in sitting in the middle of them and decide what the overall policy ought to be in between y'all.
I could try to get in the word condemn both the tax and reprisals and incompatible with the charter and so on. If we were defeated on that, I might be able to use that as an excuse for abstaining rather than voting for it.
Yes. You explore that, and you talk to Dean, and I'll be back, and I'll review it with him again before you 3 o'clock, if I can get back to get through this Prime Minister and get out to MacArthur's outfit and get back here before 3.
Well, I just want to leave in your mind the fact that we've been through up and down the road with the British on these things time and again. We've pulled their chestnuts out of the fire. I can't tell you how.
Well, I'm going to go in pretty firmly with Hume on this one, right immediately after you and Dean get it worked out, whatever we do. And you review it with him, and I'll try to get back to him before 3 o'clock.
Okay, all right.